everyone. My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Well, look what I've got here. Wow, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful plant. I'm just trying to decide exactly where I should put this plant. Well, outside is a great place. I could just leave it, like, right over here. Or I could put it on this side, right here. Well, you know, this isn't just any type of plant. It's a house plant. Wait, hold on. Why am I holding a house plant outside? I should be thinking of a place to put this plant inside, right? I know. I should put this plant in my bedroom. Then I can enjoy it all the time. Now that sounds like a great plan. Well, talking about house plants, our lesson is titled The Power of House Plants. Today we are going to find out how plants can purify the air and how they promote good health. Well, let's get started with our first reading. And I think that I will just hold on to this house plant.
The Power of Houseplants. Bring the outdoors inside. Did you know that indoor air can have 2 to 5 times more pollutants than outside air? Scary? Well, you can do something about it, at least in your home. Bring in a few houseplants. Purify the air. Scientists have discovered that houseplants reduce indoor air pollutants by up to 87%. Some common items around the house, like fabric, paint, and cleaning supplies, can give off chemicals that pollute the air. 2 great air cleaning plants are the spider plant and the English ivy.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 pollutant 这个名词。Pollutant 是指污染物质，例如 these hazardous air pollutants are invisible but harmful to humans. 这些危险的空气污染物质虽然眼睛看不见，但是会伤害身体。它的动词是 pollute, P-O-L-L-U-T-E. 例如 the stream was seriously polluted by the wastewater from this chemical plant.这条溪被这家化学工厂排出的废水严重的污染。接着我们看的是 purify 这个动词。purify 是指净化或者是指洁净。例如 only purified water is used to wash the fruit and vegetables in this restaurant. 这家餐厅洗蔬菜水果都只用净化过的水。或者是 music can purify one's soul. 音乐可以净化一个人的灵魂。它的名词是 purification, P-U-R-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 the air purification system needs to be maintained periodically. 空气净化系统需要定期的保养。
Hello, everybody. My name is Gabe, and yes, we are going to try to decorate this place a little bit today with...a lovely house plant that Rebecca has.
These flowers smell so good. I was looking for a place outside to put this plant, but then I realized it's a house plant. So, of course, the best place to put a house plant is inside. Hey, what about on this table right here?
Well, yes, I did bring it in just so you could put it right there. Yes, very close to me, very good. That way I can benefit from this house
plant. Well, actually, Gabe, originally I wanted to put the house plant in my room.Because I wanted to be able to enjoy it any time I wanted to. But since we're teaching, I thought I'd like to share my houseplant with you.
Thank you for sharing it with me and with all of us. You know, we're talking about the power of houseplants today. I did not know that houseplants had a kind of power, but as we're finding out, they really can be helpful. They can be beneficial to us.
They definitely can. Well, anyway, let's read the, right underneath the title, we read, Bring the Outdoors Inside. Now, that's very interesting. How do you actually bring the outdoors inside?
Well, yeah, you know, bringing the outdoors inside, one way is to bring something from outdoors into your house or into your office, into your school. You're bringing the outdoors inside.
Well, I have another question for you all. What is the outdoors? Now, that's a very good question that the guys in the info cloud would like to answer. So let's go visit them now.
Today, let's talk about the outdoors. Of course, the outdoors is what's outside. Notice, as a noun, outdoors has an S at the end.
I love the outdoors, but I especially love the great outdoors. What's the difference? Well, an amusement park is mostly outdoors, but it's not the great outdoors. When people speak of the great outdoors, they're referring to wild places where one can feel separated from humanity and at one with nature.
Right. Remote places in the mountains or a national park are in the great outdoors. That's where you're surrounded by nature. No man-made objects in sight. That's why the great outdoors is more than just outdoors.
But outdoors can also be used as an adverb. Kids love to play outdoors. Now take away that S at the end and we have outdoor, the adjective. So we might talk about outdoor activities for kids.
Right. Of course, the same also applies to indoor, which is an adjective. But the word indoors is only used as an adverb. It's starting to rain. Let's head indoors.
Outdoor 跟 outdoors 只差字尾的 S, 两个字有不同的词性。Outdoor 是形容词表示户外的，像 outdoor activities, 户外的活动。加上 S, outdoors 可以是副词，比如说 kids love to play outdoors。Outdoors 也可以是名词， the outdoors 就是户外。但所谓的 great outdoors 又不同了。The great outdoors 不仅是户外，而是指美好的大自然。一个喜欢 great outdoors 的人大概无法忍受住在都市。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. So what about you? Do you like just being outdoors anywhere or in the great outdoors more? That's a good thing to think about. While we read on here, did you know that indoor air can have 2 to 5 times more pollutants than outside air? That's a really scary thought, Rebecca. I always thought that it was really polluted outside because of cars and motorcycles and things like that, but it can be even more polluted inside your home.
Well, in just a few moments, we are going to find out why, but according to our lesson, you can do something about it. You can fix the situation. And we actually want to take a moment and talk about this phrase, to do something about something else. What does that mean?
Well, this means that you're going to try to solve a problem, okay? So there's a problem. You need to do something about it. For example, please do something about that smell. Clean out the refrigerator. It smells terrible. Do something about it.
Well, what about the smell in the bathroom? Can you please do something about that smell? Oh, gosh. So, yes, to do something about something means that you try to fix a situation if there is a problem.
But not just smells, of course. Maybe you have a messy room. Do something about your messy room. Clean it up. Well, we continue here with a section, Purify the Air. Scientists have discovered that houseplants reduce indoor air pollutants by up to 87%. Wow, so houseplants really can help.
They definitely can. And of course, if you reduce something, that means that you're decreasing something. For example, you could say, if you want me to stay home, you really need to reduce the amount of noise in the home. I'm trying to study.
Or maybe he's trying to lose weight. His goal is to reduce his waist size by 3 inches. Of course, if you can reduce something, then you can increase something. Often people complain about the gas prices. The gas prices are increasing. The gas prices increased by 20 NT per liter. That's a lot.
Now, this is the part that you have all been waiting for. Some common items around the house, like fabric, paint, and cleaning supplies, can give off chemicals and pollute the air.
That's right. Okay, they give off these chemicals. Well, right now, I wonder, where do you go for fresh air? I've asked some people. Let's see what they have to say in the SC Challenge. Excuse me, sir. Where do you go for some fresh air?
Oh, I would like to go to the mountain to get fresh air.
Oh, are you going there right now?
Yeah. Don't you see my outfit?
Yeah, it looks really hot.
No? That's good for me.
Okay. Enjoy the mountains. Enjoy the fresh air. And where do you go for fresh air?
外面啊.
Why面?
Outside.
I know why mean it's outside, but where outside?
那就海边吧.
Okay. 海边吧. The beach.
I would go to the beach.
Wait, what did you say?
The beach for fresh air.
Well, I just got back from my balcony. I step out there whenever I need some fresh air. I go out there several times a day.
I love hot springs.
Oh, hot springs. Wait a minute. Doesn't that have a strong sulfur smell? 那个硫磺的味道很重诶.
No, it's good for your body, good for your eyes, good for your breath.
Wow. Thank you for joining us for the SC Challenge. Are you up for the SC Challenge?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Wow, I didn't realize that indoor air could have 2 to 5 times more pollutants than outside air. What's more amazing is that house plants can help to eliminate the pollutants in the air. Well, I have this one house plant here. I'm thinking that maybe I should try a few more. I know. I can try a spider plant, even though I don't like spiders. But let's find out how the spider plant and other house plants can promote good health with our next reading.
The power of house plants promote good health. Indoor plants can also keep you healthier. A study in Norway showed that indoor plants decreased cold-related symptoms such as coughs and sore throats. How? They cut down on the dust in the air. Try Japanese royal ferns or peace lilies to lower dust levels. Decrease drowsiness. Do you ever feel drowsy during the day? Plants in your home can help you feel more awake. Since plants lower the carbon dioxide level and create more oxygen, you will feel less drowsy.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 decrease 这个动词。D-E 这个字首有向下的意思，所以 decrease 是指减少或降低。例如 ,the unemployment rate decreased by 0.5% last quarter, 失业率上一季下降了 0.5 个百分比。它也可以当名词，这个时候重音就要跑到前面来，念成 decrease。例如 ,we need to do something about the decrease in our sales。我们得做一些事来解决业绩下降的问题。所以我们要看的是 oxygen 这个不可数名词。oxygen 是指氧气。例如 ,the patient was put on oxygen because he couldn't breathe easily. 这位病患因为呼吸困难而戴上了氧气。或者是 oxygen is processed by the lungs and carried to each cell of the body. 氧气经过肺部的处理代谢后被带到身体的每一个细胞。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
All right, well, we are learning about some benefits of houseplants, and we also find out about some specific plants that will help. Okay, well, something we learned about from the previous section was the spider plant and the English ivy. Now, there are many different kinds of ivy, and if you're curious about what ivy looks like, it's a beautiful green. Well, at least this kind of ivy is. And I really enjoy ivy, Rebecca.
I really enjoy ivy. Now, this might not necessarily be English ivy, but it definitely gives you a taste or a feel for what ivy looks like. Well, let's continue on with our lesson talking about promoting good health. We read, indoor plants can also keep you healthier. That makes me want to get even more houseplants. They're going to keep me healthy.
Well, of course. And, you know, it's not just that people think they make you healthier or have a better lifestyle. Actually, there are studies that prove this. We read, a study in Norway showed that indoor plants decreased cold-related symptoms such as coughs and sore throats. Mm. Well, let's talk about that word related. Now, as you can see, there's a little hyphen here. So there's usually a word in front of the word related. It's related to that word. So it's cold related.
Exactly. So you could also say or ask, can you recommend any cat-related books? I love cats, and I'm looking for a book that has to do with cats.
Well, you know, you love cats. I love cats. I love watching TV as well, and I love animal-related TV shows. Like the Discovery Channel often has something about animals, or even Animal Planet. I love animal-related TV shows.
Hey, I like Animal Planet as well. But right now we're talking about plants and not animals. So, how do indoor plants reduce cold-related symptoms? Well, our lesson says they cut down on the dust in the air. They cut down on. Let's take some time and talk about this phrase, to cut down on. What does that mean? It just means they reduce the amount of air, or dust in the air.
That's right. It's good to know how to say the same thing in different ways in another language, right? So earlier we talked about the word reduce. Here we see the phrase to cut down on something. That basically means the same thing. So, for instance, you could cut down on your calories. That means you're trying to eat less. Or maybe you want to cut down on the amount of time that you spend playing video games every day.
Or you could say, I really need to cut down on the amount of time I go shopping every month.
Uh-oh.
Or, I need to cut down on my sugar intake. I'm just eating way too much sugar.
All right, well, what are some things that you need to cut down on? Of course, if you want to have less pollutants in your house, then you could get a plant. And one is suggested here. It says, try Japanese royal ferns or peace lilies to lower dust levels. I guess there are two kinds of plants here. Try these to do something else. So that means you have the purpose of lowering dust levels.
Now, talking about ferns, let's look at this picture over here. This is a type of fern, but just like ivy, there are many different types of ferns, and this might not necessarily be a Japanese fern, but once again, it gives you a feel for what a fern looks like.
Ferns are pretty fun, actually. They start out curled up, and then over a long period of time, they unfold, and they become really beautiful, and they live quite a long time. Many ferns do anyway. Well, let's take a look at this phrase and use it in another way, okay? Try something to something else. So, try this tea to make you more relaxed. Or, try this shirt to make you stand out at the party.
Well, I'm thinking that you should try eating salmon once a week to increase your intake of omega-3s.
All right, try something to do something else. Well, right now it's time for us to take a closer look at the word around. You saw that word earlier in our lesson. Let's see what Liz has to say about that.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at this sentence. Some common items around the house, like fabric, paint, and cleaning supplies, can give off chemicals that pollute the air. Notice the word around. Normally, we use around to talk about on all sides of something, like the dogs were running around the tree in the front yard. But in today's sentence, around means in or to different places. So the writer is saying some common items in different places in the house, like fabric, paint, and cleaning supplies, can give off chemicals that pollute the air. Now, around is a great word to use when you want to talk about going to different places in one area. Use this word when you want to focus on the overall area that's mentioned and not so much on the exact places within that area. For example, if someone tells you, "I will go walk around the neighborhood," the focus is on the fact that that person will be in the neighborhood. Yes, that person will be in different parts of the neighborhood, but there is nothing specific mentioned. Or anyone who babysits can tell you that young children need plenty of space to play in, so it's good to have a big room with open space for children to move around. And that's it for now. See you next time.
So do you ever feel tired during the day? Well, according to our lesson, houseplants can help you feel less tired.
That's right. I need to feel more awake.
I guess Gabe feels tired during the day.
That's much better. It's so good to have houseplants around. They do help you feel more awake. They cut down on the carbon dioxide levels in your room because they create oxygen.
Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary. Hey, Gabe, I think I need it. Today we're talking about how powerful houseplants are in our lives. Indoor air can have 2 to 5 times more pollutants than outside air. So houseplants have a part to play in helping to purify the air. In fact, they can reduce air pollutants by up to 87%. What causes those pollutants? Paint, cleaning supplies, and even fabric give off polluting chemicals. Try spider plants and English ivy to clean those up. And plants can help you be healthier. They can decrease cold-related symptoms by cutting down on the dust in the air. Japanese royal ferns and peace lilies are known to lower dust levels. And if you happen to feel drowsy during the day, get some plants. They lower the carbon dioxide levels and raise the oxygen levels, so you won't feel drowsy.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so here's a little quiz for you. Can you name the different plants mentioned in our lesson today? Rebecca, what is one of those plants?
Let's see, the spider plant.
Good.
And then we had the English ivy.
Yes.
And the Japanese royal fern.
Good, and one more.
One more. The lily.
Yes.
The lily.
The peace lily.
Okay. So I passed the quiz.
You did. Good job, and I'm sure you did a great job too, friends. Join us again next time because we have more to learn about the power of houseplants right here at Studio Classroom.